the real potato.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
All right, we're going for the real potato. And once again, time won't let me. Time won't let me do everything I gotta do in the amount of time they give me. Only 2 hours. Only 2 hours. And we're not playing oldies today, folks, so these are not going to be two-minute songs. I don't know how I'm going to squeeze all this shit in. Bad choice of words. I don't know how I'm going to play all the incredible, wonderful music I have planned for you today in the limited amount of time that we have of only 2 hours. That would be Thursday between noon and 2, every Thursday. And then repeated on Fridays. I think it's between 4 and 6. Pretty nice slot. They moved my rerun time from Saturday at midnight, which was kind of great. But some other lucky DJ got that slot, and now that I'm willing, I'm going to be repeated on Fridays. Drive time. When you're heading back for the weekend, you can listen to my show. And of course, you can listen to it anytime you want because they're all going to be streamable as a quote-unquote podcast by going to the Radio Valencia site and looking for Time Won't Let Me with DJ Barrister. That's me. And today, what are we doing today? Well, I'm playing Moby Grape behind us now, Rounder, which was actually a song that was intended for the first LP and it never made it on there. But it's kind of a nice instrumental. Let me move on to the next instrumental that I plan to talk over. Hold on. All right. All right, a little Sunday morning music. Maybe not. Shuggie Otis. This is actually Shuggie's Gospel Groove off his album, Here Comes Shuggie Otis. I have some Shuggie Otis stories, too. First one is when I first arrived in San Francisco. I lived at 628 Masonic, and over at 628 Divisadero, which is now the home of the Independent, was a pretty much a black local nightclub called the Viz Club, V-I-S, Divisadero, get it? And I'd walk in there, and there'd be these big black and white portraits of Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin, and there was a show the first time I went in there. It was the Johnny Otis show featuring Eddie Cleanhead Vincent and young Shuggie Otis on guitar. It was like the first one of the first shows I saw in San Francisco at the Viz Club, which became the Kennel Club, which became the Justice League, which became the Independent, and it's still there today. There used to be a big circular bar in the middle of the room. They carved that out, put it on the back wall, made more room, and now Another Planet's booking the shit out of it. Other places, it's kind of great. I have to tell you, though, I look at the Independent schedule. I don't understand any of it. I don't recognize a single name. I am old, as you know by what I plan my show. So anyway, there's my Shuggie Otis story number one. And story number two is a real quick one. Shuggie Otis headlined at the Fillmore and played the worst show in the history of the world. He could barely fucking make it to the stage, and the poor band had to go out there and jam over. I remember the trombone player just like wanted to put down his horn and walk away. And it was kind of a big no-show, although Shuggie technically was there. And I'm pretty sure they had to return some monies to some people on that one. Anyway, I don't want to talk too much. Nice of me to mention it now after I'm yet rambling. But in the first set of songs, what are we doing today? We're going to play all kind of hippie music from Northern California, you know, starting with the Charlatans and the Jefferson Airplane and stuff like that, and moving right on through to Joy of Cooking and Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks and the Youngbloods and on and on and on. All my favorite songs, all greatness that I've selected especially for you, my listening audience. I know my listening audience on a first-name basis. I'm the only DJ in the world that can say that. I love you guys, both of you, and I really appreciate the fact that you're listening today again. So anyway, in the first set of tunes, we're going to start out with a couple death songs. The Charlatans, Easy When I'm Dead, and Norma Tanega doing You're Dead. And then No Grateful Dead, though. Jefferson Airplane, Great Society, Mother Earth, and a real special song by the Stovall Sisters. So without further ado, oh, I always like that, further ado. Without that, let's just keep going. This is The Charlatans, and I'll tell you more about it on the backside. And here we go. Thank you.
long. I wasn't here, maybe yesterday, and tomorrow I may be gone. So if you turn me down before you can turn around, I'll be gone. Yes, I'll be gone now. Hey girl, we can make it now, if you don't try to fake it now. If you don't put me on, I know that we can get along. So don't be mean with me now, do your scene with me. So fine, yeah baby, so fine now. Hey girl, I wanna let you know, you really put on quite a show. Well, you got me so eager now, I'm a believer in you now. Say you'll stay on with me, say you'll belong to me. Well, come on, yeah baby, come on now.
I've been lost before, searching.
We're listening to Tom Scott's cover of Today by the Jefferson Airplane. And I'll dial that down a little bit so I can tell you what we just heard and tell you a little bit about each song. We started out with the Charlatans doing Easy When I'm Dead. That's not actually the very, very original Charlatans from 1965 through 1967 when they had George Hunter and Richard Olson in the band. But this was with Richard and Olson and Mike Wilhelm and a couple other guys. In 1969, they put out an album produced by Dan Healy, recorded at Pacific High Records. And that's where Easy When I'm Dead. Dan Healy was the sound man for the Grateful Dead. When I first came out here, I went to a lot of Dead shows, and there behind the board was Dan Healy every time. Amazing guy. After that was Norma Tanega doing You're Dead. She was a Panamanian Filipina from Vallejo, California, I believe. 1966, off of her album Walking My Cat Named Dog. What do I write here? Oh, she wrote songs for Dusty Springfield. That song, You're Dead, was used as the theme song to the FX TV show What We Do in the Shadows, which I never watched, so I didn't really know it from that. After that, we heard Jefferson Airplane doing It's All Right from The Jefferson Airplane Takes Off, 1966, their debut LP, back when they had Signe Anderson singing, before Grace Slick joined the band. Skip Spence was in there, too. And after that was The Great Society. That's where Grace was. They did a song called Girl. It was actually by David Minor, but back then, Grace was with her husband Jerry Slick and his brother Darby, my pal. I love Darby Slick, he's a friend of mine. And after that we heard Mother Earth doing Temptation Took Control of Me and I Fell. The great Tracy Nelson. People think about Grace Slick and Janis Joplin as the great singers. Whoa, Tracy Nelson, yow, was she ever, and still is, fantastic. She's a great singer. That's actually a song originally written by Eric Kaz. It was covered by a number of people. Alan McElwain, for one. And then we ended our set with the Stovall Sisters version of Spirit in the Sky. That was Norman Greenbaum's big hit. That was actually produced by Norman and Eric Jacobson, local treasure. Eric is somebody that produced amazing records for dozens of Bay Area artists, and the Love and Spoonful, most notably, at least in my mind. So there we go. That's what we just heard. And we're about to hear, are you ready? I've got to say it quick. Joy of Cooking, a couple songs. Jeff and Maria Muldaur, a couple songs. One by Country Joe, one by Lee Michaels. And it just keeps getting better and better and better.
But I'm going to the Bronx, you're going to take that right arrow.
To talk over this song, but it's so fucking great. It's Jerry Garcia. Jerry Garcia playing with Howard Wills from Hooterall. That is DC 502, and I apologize in advance or afterwards for interrupting them. Anyway, we heard six songs, a couple by a couple different artists. I actually have a number of artists that I played two songs by in a row. Starting with the second set here, we did two by Joy of Cooking. Off their first album, Bronzeville Mockingbird, and Hush. Joy of Cooking was Terry Garthwaite and Tony Brown. When I first came to town, Terry Garthwaite played a lot. She used to do these jazz vocals with Dick Oxtot's big band. They were great. Tony Brown was around too, but I didn't see her quite as much. And that album, that first album, just floored me. Beautiful female vocals. Bronzeville Mockingbird and Hush. Hush is the Joe South song. Most people probably, are familiar with Deep Purple's version of it, off of Tales of Taliesin. Anyway, wow, that's off their debut album, self-titled, Joy of Cooking. And after that was two by Jeff and Maria Muldaur. They did two incredible albums. I think they were both on Warner, on Reprise, you know. Those were both off of Pottery Pie, and they also had one called Sweet Potatoes. Pottery Pie, we heard two songs, both mostly Jeff Muldaur, not Maria, on lead vocals. We heard Death Letter Blues, and then we heard New Orleans Hopscotch Blues. Ready for this, produced by Joe Boyd. Joe Boyd did all that incredible stuff with Fairport Convention and Richard Thompson and all kinds of amazing people. Anyway, that's what we heard. After that, we heard Country Joe and the Fish doing Sing Sing Sing. That's off the 1970 album C.J. Fish on Vanguard Records, produced by Tom Wilson. That was kind of the end of Country Joe and the Fish. It was still Joe and Barry Melton, but gone were David Cohn and the incredibly named Chicken Hirsch. In was Peter Albin. Nice. We have another song coming up from off that same album, by the way, so don't go away. Then we heard Lee Michaels doing probably his biggest hit, Do You Know What I Mean? That is off his fifth album, entitled, you ready for this? Fifth, the number 5 THLP, 1971. That was his hit, and then he became an incredible restaurateur in L.A. He had all those shrimp places where you buy these bowls of shrimp soaked in butter. It was incredible. And he also was a wildlife person. He had like lions and tigers on his properties. It's kind of like Tippi Hedren. Anyway, we're running out of time because this song's about to end. Here's what we're going to hear next. You ready? Another one by Country Joe. We're going to hear one by Blue Cheer, Canned Heat, Creedence, Steve Miller Band, Sons of Champlin, Wowie Zowie, Time Won't Let Me. Here we go.
Country music is fine. Psychedelic music gon' blow your mind. Blues has got soul and so does jazz. Rockin' got the something Charlie rock and roll has. Rockin' all around the world. 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 Come on, boys, now haven't you heard? Come on, girls, did you get the word? They're rockin'. Of a rock and roll band. The kids in the schools and the hippies in the streets doing their thing to a rock and roll beat. Hey, rocking all around the world. 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 Come on, boys, now haven't you heard? Come on, girls, if you get the word, they're rocking. Sure sounds sweet. Makes you wanna get up and stomp your feet. Clap your hands.
Think of that. That was a whole lot of great music. That's what I say. You know, I forgot to, maybe I didn't emphasize what the theme of our show is today. Well, first of all, it's the same theme every week, is I only play my favorite stuff, you know. I'm just playing the absolute favorite songs by my favorite artists, and there's a lot of it. You know, it's going to take me years to divulge all the music that I care about that I want you to hear. But that's what it is. And today we're kind of leaning toward California, Northern California hippie music from the 60s, maybe a couple early 70s, but not all exactly that. This is certainly isn't. This is Super Session, the side one with Mike Bloomfield, not side two with Steve Stills. Steven to you. This is a Jerry Ragavoy, Mort Schumann song called Stop. But never mind that. What did we hear before that? Oh, we heard Country Joe and the Fish doing another song off that great C.J. Fish album that nobody seems to know about. One of their last things they did on Vanguard. That was also from 1970. And then after that, we did a song by Blue Cheer. Also not one that they're known for. This is from the 1969 self-titled album, Blue Cheer. And that was Gary Lee Gary Lee Yoder, formerly of Oxford Circle and CAC. We're going to try to play a CAC song later, too. I worked with Blue Cheer. I worked with Dickie Peterson. Paul Whaley, the drummer, was still in the band at that time. I was lucky. I've worked with a lot of the people that I'm playing, too. I was very, very fortunate that I landed on these shores in 1977 when a lot of these great, great artists were still happening. After Blue Cheer, we heard Canned Heat doing World in a Jug. That's off their 1968 debut album, Boogie with Canned Heat on Liberty Records. That's the one that had On the Road Again. vocals by Bob the Bear Height, not Alan Wilson. I have stories to tell about both those guys, but I can't tell them today because there's not enough time. After that was Creedence.